Moving through transitions, they're pretty interesting, aren't they? You know, lately I've been moving through some things and, well, they feel absolutely huge. It reminds me of when I was younger and when I would watch television, and I remember watching this show. I don't remember which one it was, but it was a show on television where the storyline was about an author and he needed to make a deadline for his book. And every time he sat down to type on his typewriter, so you know what kind of era of my growing up was when you hear me talk about a typewriter. But when he sat down to type on his typewriter, nothing would come. It's like he had what we've come to know as writer's block. And this is exactly how I've been feeling as of late in many areas of my life experience. But I trust in this journey. And tonight, as I was sitting in my office, I began feeling inspired by a message. And this message energetically wanted to come forward. It was a message that might have been from my voice, but not from me directly, if that makes sense. And so I became the messenger and was here to share a message. A message that holds many opportunities of growth and learning and so much more. And this message was for me, and it was for you too. You see, the animals, they joined in on this episode. They came forward with a message of the higher heart. Words from the heart, words of wisdom, and coming forward at a time when many of us are feeling deeply blocked. Are you moving through something right now and feeling stuck? Is there something going on within you that you've been trying to shift? This episode, it contains a message for you, for me, for all of us. A spotlight is shined through this episode. It's shined throughout it to let us know that we are being guided. Keep listening to find out the collective animal's message of the higher heart. Let's open our hearts and let's receive this now. Hi everybody, it's Mary Beth Haynes, and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them, those that we call our friends. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell, a lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. Hi everybody, it is Mary Beth Haynes, also known as the gal who speaks with animals. And in this particular episode, I feel the inspired nudge to just share some words that are coming from my heart, but that are also coming from somewhere else. You see, I've been feeling a block lately, and the next episode is come due, and I've been feeling this deep block from within, a block that I'm working through. And as we are coming to the date where the next episode is to be released, I have nothing prepared. And so I'm sitting here in my office and I feel this breeze coming through the window that feels different than it has all night. the way the trees are moving and the way the wind has changed direction and the way that it's come through to my awareness just tells me, okay, just keep going here. What I'm about to say, I don't know yet, but I do call in the purest and highest love and the purest and highest light to come and join and align with this vibration. And I call upon the message that is in the highest and the best to record for this particular episode of Awaken with Animals, an opportunity for us to activate a deeper and meaningful life. I want to tell you that today is a beautiful day. I want to tell you that no matter what is happening within or outside of you, that the path and the purpose is being laid out. I want to tell you that you are not alone and that you are being guided and that you are being supported. I feel the inspiration to remind us all that the path that we are all taking individually and collectively is one of purpose and one of meaningful adventure and one that holds many, many, many opportunities of growth, learning, and so much more. The animals, their energy joins us, for they come to us in many different ways. They're our teachers, our guides, our healers. And they come to us, and when I say this, I feel that it's the animals that are in our lives here on Earth, but also the collective animal energy and how they come to support humanity in so many ways. I've come to share with you words from the heart. I've come to share with you words of wisdom that don't feel like they're mine, for they are coming forward at a time when I, Mary Beth Haynes, am feeling a deep, deep block. Something that I'm working through, something that I'm moving through, and something that I know I will get through. I don't know how yet, but I'm open to the hows. And I feel like I want to ask you, are you moving through something right now that you may feel stuck on? Perhaps there feels like there might be a blockage with. Is there something going on within that you have been trying to do or heal or shift or move through for a long time, for a short time? It doesn't matter the duration. What matters is that this message feels like it's coming here for all of us, for me and for you. And for all of us, for a reason. There's like this beautiful love that's being shone all around us. It's like a spotlight when we are looking and we can't quite see what it is that we're trying to find. And then all of a sudden this spotlight comes out and boom, there it is. I'm being shown that we are supported. I'm being shown that we're not alone. I'm being shown that there are so many things going on in our world that are being shown to us. I'm being shown that many of these things are illusions. I'm being shown that some of these things aren't of truth. And I'm being directed to go within to my heart center. And I don't feel like it's my heart center. I feel like it's my heart center so that I can share the message. and to have it come from the heart. The heart knows truth. The heart knows divinity. The heart is what sets us free. The heart is where we can go to. That space is of wisdom, guidance, soul's growth, and so much more. I'm being led a little bit higher than the heart. I'm hearing the words, our higher hearts. So it's kind of like moving upwards from our heart center into what is being shown to me as a higher heart. And letting us know that if we can go into this space of the higher heart, we're going to go deeper. You see, our heart center can do so much for us. It does so much for us, and we receive so much from that space. This is the very first time that I'm being led to move up a bit, go to the higher heart, and start working with that as well. I feel a lot of animals that are in the wild, in nature, animals that have not come here to be able to interface and have interactions with humans, like perhaps our furry family members will, or animals that are around humans all the time, even wild animals that make themselves known to human animals. This particular collective feels like they are more in the bush. They feel like they're more hiding in plain sight, but hiding, for they do not choose to have the interface with humans. They choose to do their own purpose of why they've come here in animal form. And I feel like this message is coming through from them. And I feel like it's coming through. And I know I've said a whole bunch of words here. And I know I've shared a whole bunch of sentences that have just poured through from my higher heart. But I feel from them that if they were to sum this up, they would say, we are with you. You are being guided. You are not alone. And we have more to share. This is a very interesting episode, isn't it? Well, on that note, I think I will leave it here, short and sweet. I came from a place where I was feeling stuck. I knew that I needed or wanted to get the next episode going. The timestamp on my calendar was saying, it's got to get done, it's got to get done. And the more I tried, the more I felt stuck. The more I created a stuck environment. And then all of a sudden, tonight in my office, this beautiful energy of these animals came forward. And they nudged me and encouraged me to set up my mic, hit that record button, and to begin sharing from what I thought was my heart space, and now know that it was from my higher heart. Thank you for being a part of this episode. Thank you, Collective Animal Energy, that came forward to share this beautiful message of love with us. Your vibration is absolutely amazing. And it's always my intention that you, the listener, can feel, sense, or know of the vibration that these messages come forward in. As we close out our time together in this very short episode, I send my warmest love. And I share this message with you with the intention of the purest and highest love and the purest and highest light. Thank you for being a part of Awaken with Animals. And until next time, bye for now.